On the line, I've got the number one contender to the TNA Heavyweight Championship, AJ Styles. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man.
I last interviewed you back in 2004. At the time, I think it was your second world title reign. You talked about how you're still that same kid from Georgia delivering milk cartons. Are you still that same guy a couple years later?
Well, I'm still definitely the same guy, but, you know, definitely have changed a little bit in my wrestling career as far as what is important. And, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to go for the world heavyweight title in a long time, so this one's it means a little bit more.
In August, you shocked the world with your promos against Dixie Carter. How long was that resentment building up inside of you?
Well, you know, when I sat at home for, you know, I guess a couple of months, I guess that's when I really started realizing, you know, what was wrong, not just with me, but with what's going on with the company. And you know, it really got to me. And I think I just said a lot of what people wanted to hear and what they were thinking. And it made a lot of sense to people. So it was just one of those things, just, you know, I couldn't hold it anymore. I couldn't bite my tongue, not one more time. So, you know, you put a live mic in my hand, and that's what happens.
You've always been the MVP of TNA, the guy who delivered for the company when they needed him. What was the final straw that that kind of made the camel's back break, I would say?
Well, you know, Dixie, you know, I you know, when I got the microphone in my hand, I spoke the truth. Dixie got the microphone in her hand, and she started speaking a lot of BS. I think that was it, man. I thought, you know, not only that everything that I went through in the past year, but just her spitting out that bull crap really pissed me off. So not only was I desperate to be the World Heavyweight Champion, but now even more because, you know, I don't have a contract, and if I don't win that World Heavyweight title, it's pretty much goodbye AJ Styles.
One of the things you mentioned in the promos were certain wrestlers such as Jerry Lynn and Alex Shelley who were let go. Who of those wrestlers do you miss the most?
I think I do miss Alex Shelley. He's one of my you know, guys I love watching in the ring, and him and Chris Sabin at the time were the Motor City Machine Guns, were probably the best tag team out there. But yeah, there's a lot of guys missed, but I certainly do miss that guy a lot. You know, I just think that he had so much to you know, Impact Wrestling, and I'd love to see him back one day.
You also alluded to wrestlers coming in for vacation and then going back to where they came from. For me, watching you the last time you were the champion back in 2009, you won it. You defended it successfully against Sting at Bound for Glory. Then come March, Rob Van Dam, who wasn't in the company very long, he came in and beat you for the championship. Just me as a viewer, I was pretty disappointed to see you lose it to a guy who was in the company for pretty much a cup of coffee.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth, man. I think that you know, I think that's what's wrong with TNA. Just stuff like that. You know, you're overlooking the guys who deserve a shot at the world title and that definitely have the talent to be a world champion. And they don't have to come from, you know, the other place. They can come from the independents, you know, make a name for themselves at TNA. But we got to leave that door open for the younger talent to come in and give them a shot to do something different, be, you know, be their own guy rather than a cookie cutter that they produce at the other place.
Yeah. Who are some of the guys that you'd like to see signed to TNA Wrestling?
I think there's a lot of guys out there. Delirious is one of my favorites. I would love to see that guy. He's been, you know, I've been wanting this guy for a long time. I think that he'd be one of those guys that could just, you know, add not only the wrestling but the entertainment value of his character to our roster. And I would love to see that guy. And there's a lot of guys out there that deserve a shot, but we got to leave that door open for them to come in and take a chance.
You're listening to The Locker Room on TSN 690. I'm Ryan Ryder. We're talking to the very frustrated and very focused number one contender to the TNA World Championship this Sunday at Bound for Glory, Mr. AJ Styles. Where did this new personality come from, and how long was it brewing inside of you?
I think it's a personality that everyone has. It's just, you know, they get, you know, pushed to that breaking point, or somebody pushes the right button, and then you see this guy come out that you know, you may never know you had any in you. And it's kind of one of those things that happened. I got you know, pushed over the ledge, and that kind of just turned it on, turned into this different guy, just a little bit more aggressive, a little less sympathy for the opponent, and a lot more drive.
You've been in TNA since day one. You were in the very first televised match. You founded the X Division with guys like Jerry Lynn and Low Ki and Amazing Red, and then later Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels. All the matches, the countless feuds, being a part of Fortune. What has been your favorite moment in your years in the company?
I gotta tell you, man, there's been a lot. I mean, great matches, you know, great factions. You know, not only was I part of Fortune, but I was also part of the Christian Coalition, you know, is one of my favorites. So there's a lot of great things that have went on with TNA and a lot of great matches. I wish I could pinpoint and, you know, name just one, but there are so many in 11 years that it's hard to pick one.
What are your thoughts on working with the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan?
I think that, Hulk Hogan can open up doors that we normally wouldn't be able to open by ourselves. So I think he adds that, and he adds experience. It's definitely been experience working for him.
2 years ago around this time, you tweeted the following: frustration setting in when your own guys bury the company that you've worked so hard for, brother. Any elaboration on that?
Well, I can tell you that communication is the key. If you want to build a relationship, you got to communicate. And I think that since that tweet, that, guys like, the upper guys, upper management, we've talked, and communication is the key to success.
This Sunday evening, you're facing Bully Ray for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. What can we expect from that match?
I'm going to leave it all out in the ring, man. I mean, these people paid their hard-earned money to come in and watch two guys beat the crap out of each other. And like I said, I'm going to leave it all in the ring. Expect the unexpected and be ready to be entertained and maybe even your breath taken away. I mean, I think it's definitely going to be one of those matches, a hard-hitting, it's going to be a match that you're going to remember, no doubt about it.
Last year there was a stipulation put in place that you weren't allowed to have a title shot until this year's Bound for Glory. How come that part of the storyline hasn't been too emphasized in the build-up for the match?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you that I haven't forgotten. I mean, I haven't even seen the title in almost a year, so it had a huge impact on me, obviously, and the way my attitude is transformed. So, yeah, it makes a difference, and I don't know why they have forgotten about that, but I haven't.
Looking at the card here, another one of the matches is Sting, who's still going after all these years. He's facing off against Magnus. What do you think about that one?
It's going to be an interesting match. I think that Sting holds all the experience in his hand while Magnus is in his early 20s. So I think that's going to be a problem for Magnus. But in the same sense, Magnus is a great young talent and looks great. He wrestles great. But, experience sometimes is the key. You can outfox, some of these other guys just by knowing what you're doing in the ring.
Kurt Angle is going to become the second inductee into the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame.
I think that's great. I think he deserves it. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He's a machine, a guy I respect. So I think it's great.
Any chance of TNA coming back to Montreal anytime soon?
I sure do hope so, man. I think that we need to run a pay-per-view there. We all know that some of the best fans are in Canada. So let's make sure that we get our tails over there and have a pay-per-view, at least a television show. I mean, I don't know what's stopping us, but I can't wait for the opportunity to get up there.
Yeah, it's been a while since you guys have been in town. TNA Wrestling presents Bound for Glory Sunday night. Bully Ray, the TNA champion, and right now we have the number one contender, AJ Styles. Final thoughts before we let you go here.
I think that I've got to be more focused than ever, and that Bully Ray intends on beating me. If he is set on beating me for the World Heavyweight title, then he's going to have to almost kill me. I'm not laying down. I won't lay down for anybody. He can push me down, knock me down, kick me while I'm down, but he's got to keep me down. I just don't think that's going to happen.